Okay, we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to talk some NBA tonight, and we are at the midpoint of the season. Right now, we're going to focus our attention on some of the hottest teams in the NBA. It's always a pleasure to welcome back our senior NBA analyst, Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram. It's good to have you with us this weekend and tonight, Bill.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Well, the first team we want to hit on is the Brooklyn Nets, because they have really turned the corner. The hottest team, I would say, perhaps in 2014. 8-1 record in their past nine games. And tonight, they will be hosting the Dallas Mavericks. So the Brooklyn Nets, they have finally found a rhythm. And I love what Deron Williams said. The swag is back. My question to you is, Bill, how have they turned this season around?
Well, there's certainly enough swag in that locker room, as you know. A lot of veterans there, Jason Terry and Deron Williams have always been a swag guy since before he came into the league, and Kevin Garnett. It's just been a question of all, you know, you have so many new faces on a team, and you have guys that have been in so many different places and coming together. And of course, health was a huge concern early on. So, you know, they're still missing Brook Lopez, but you had so many pieces out. Trying to make that adjustment was very, very difficult for that team. Plus, you know, I think playing in the East, there's plenty of room for error. There's plenty of time to get it together and get into the playoff picture, because the East is so terribly bad this year. So I think that's really, it's a culmination of those factors, a little bit of health, a little bit of, you know, just time together, familiarity, and, of course, a new coach, too. And all those factors finally starting to fall into place, as well as playing in a very weak, dismally weak, perhaps weakest ever Eastern Conference.
Well, Brooklyn has certainly beat some quality teams, and it all started back, January 2nd, with that two-point win against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that was at Chesapeake Energy Arena in OKC. I mean, that's not easy. And then it just really, the momentum continued to build. I mean, wins against Cleveland, Atlanta, Golden State, double overtime against Miami, and then that beatdown against New York.
Yeah, and the Knicks are terrible too. But yeah, that's exactly right. You've got a situation where you start getting a little confidence, you start getting a little healthy, and you know teams are going to have to start looking at them now, because you've got a situation where they've been a pushover team, and so Oklahoma City's not coming into that game expecting to be pushed down, you know, to the limit and to lose, and so teams prepare differently. You know, as much as you like to think that a pro team is going to prepare the same way for every game, they don't. It's human nature. You don't prepare the same way to play a team that is, you know, 10 games below 500 as you do to play the defending champs, for example. So, yeah, that's certainly a factor, too. It will be interesting to see now, since they are, you know, that what, 8-1, you said, they're, how the rest of the league now starts to prepare, because that's going to be the next challenge.
What about some of the players that weren't expected? You know, like a Sean Livingston. I mean, I covered him when his time in OKC. I mean, and coming back from that massive knee injury. I mean, what a great comeback story.
Well, he's been a great comeback story several times. That's mm-hmm. a guy that, and I'll tell you what, he's the most driven, determined, but also down to earth and very, I'll say he's very cognizant of his situation, and he's very determined to overcome the obstacles that, you know, many players would have just retired, you know, that they would have just, it would have been enough. And to his credit, you know, his character is such that he stayed with it. He's kept trying. He's kept, you know, can I make this team? Can I make that team? And he's found a fit. And I love to see good people succeed through their own hard work and efforts, and not just through talent, but actually to have determination and overcome things that he's had to overcome and maintain that determination to play at an elite level. It's just fantastic to watch something like that.
Senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram, is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to Twitter and at E Radio Sports. You can follow us. Bill, tell all of our listeners this evening where they can go and check out some of your work online.
Well, we just relaunched our site. We've been Hoops World for 15 years. And we had a partnership with USA Today that we decided to leave, but they kept our name, so the site doesn't actually exist anymore. But our entire team came over to basketballinsiders.com. So all the same coverage, the same faces you're used to, even the articles that, you know, we have a daily NBA AM and PM, and those are the same, you know, and the site even looks very, very similar. So other than the title being different, it looks like the same great coverage you've been getting for 15 years from Hoops World team. We're just Basketball Insiders now.
Okay, so we're zeroing in on the Eastern Conference, talking about the Brooklyn Nets. Give us some insight in terms of it with Deron Williams. I know he's had to battle through some ankle injury, but the fact that it was his decision to go ahead, because when they started finding their mojo, he said, you know what, I'm going to come off the bench. I thought it was very unselfish, and that says a lot about, you were talking about character with Sean Livingston. I think that says a lot about what Deron's about.
Well, it does. You know, I think it's a sign of maturity for Deron Williams, because when he came into the league, he had such a chip on his shoulder and he had such a big ego that it was difficult to even be around him. I think, you know, he's been around a little bit. He's taken some lumps, and now he's in a locker room with guys who've done an awful lot of impressive things that he's never done. When you talk about Jason Terry, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, these are guys with championship rings to show for their experience. But these are also guys who know how to be ferocious on the court without being egomaniacs off of it. These are consummate professionals. And I like to think that, you know, Deron Williams, with this kind of new mentality we're seeing from him, it's a factor that he's been around guys who have taught him. You know, so many times we see a player, LeBron James, for example, when he was in Cleveland, it was all about him. He's number one. Why wasn't he a champion? Well, you know what? He had to get to Miami and spend some time around Dwayne Wade, who taught him what it means to be a champion. You know, he spent time with Hakeem Olajuwon during the summer after the Mavericks beat them in the finals. And Hakeem said, you don't respect the game? And LeBron had to have an ego check. And now he's got two championships. I think a lot of times players, you know, the guys who are labeled superstars, like Deron Williams was, like LeBron to an even higher degree was, sometimes the danger of buying into your own hype can prevent you from reaching your potential. And, you know, and Deron Williams, I got to be honest with you, he's one of these guys that for years people talk about, oh, the best point guards in the league, Deron Williams. And I think, well, is he? Is this really a guy that can win a championship? Because putting team first, having that selflessness in the locker room, not necessarily on the court, you have to be ferocious, especially as a point guard. You have to run the show. You have to have a little bit of ego, a little bit of swagger. But there's a difference between that and allowing that to be who you are off the court, with your teammates, with fans, with the media, you know, everything else. And I think that's something that maybe Deron Williams is now learning to navigate.
Well, tonight the Brooklyn Nets, they host the Dallas Mavericks, and I definitely wanted to get your assessment on the job that Jason Kidd is now doing in terms of his management of the game. It seems like he, too, has turned the corner and is doing a really good job.
Yeah, well, that's when you come from running into a ref to cause, you know, these antics and things on the court. Yeah, it does. And really, I thought player to step off the court and immediately become a coach, that's a huge challenge. Because running the game from the basketball standpoint with the ball in your hands, there's a whole different set of rules and behavior and things that have to be learned about controlling the pace of the game and running the game from the sidelines. And putting a person in that situation is awfully difficult. And my preference would have been to see him spend a year or two, like, you know, say Mark Jackson did. There's so many guys in the league right now, but guys that spent a couple of years under someone else. And then, you know, Brian Shaw, guys that were kind of groomed and now are ready to be head coaches. And I mean, that's tough. That's a tough learning curve. I'll say again, it's good for the Nets that the East is as weak as it is, because if you have the kind of first half of the season that they had in the Western Conference, you're already done. You're toast.
Bill Ingram with us just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders. I want to point out and bring up Deron Williams really went to bat for Jay Kidd and talked about, you know, he is managing the game now with one voice. And that, of course, was after the demotion of lead assistant coach Lawrence Frank. So, Jason, he's in charge.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that was, you know, Lawrence Frank. I know in summer league, Lawrence Frank was running the show and Jason Kidd was kind of standing by with a clipboard with all the plays on it. He was still trying to play catch up. And so maybe that conflict, maybe I thought Lawrence Frank was a really interesting choice, because Lawrence Frank is not someone who has won as a coach himself at the pro level.
We've been having a candid conversation with Bill Ingram, senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders.
Big E, it's always a pleasure to talk NBA with you.
Okay, we'll see you next Friday night. We'll be up in Dallas checking out the Mavericks. Looking forward to that. That's always a lot of fun. You take care. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, you too.
Much more straight ahead at YSR and the Big E Sports Show.